Whitaker Electric Repair and Installation. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is this Tom?
It is.
Hi, Tom. Tom, this is Paul. I'm calling back here from Local Splash. You spoke yesterday with Doug. He wanted me to give you a call this morning.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Hi. How's it going, Paul?
Hi. I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. He also mentioned that you have a current provider, that you're meeting with them today at 10 o'clock to see what they can do for you. Is that all accurate?
Yeah, pretty much. I was hoping to try to make some adjustments. I had another meeting yesterday in person with a company called Instinct Marketing Group. They're here locally. The one I'm using right now is Electric Marketing Group. I found them on Facebook. The lady that's managing the account is in a 10-hour time difference. They're super nice. There's no problem with that. The problem is that they, you know, I'm paying per call for Google.
Mm-hmm.
We're, you know, probably into, we started the month, the 1st of November, a $1,500 a month management fee. Mm-hmm. And I'm headed for about $2,700 or $2,800 in Google charges for the month of November. So we made approximately $10,000 in deposits into my business account for that $4,800 in advertising. This is an unacceptable number. They know that.
Right.
But they put there's a 4-month opt out, and they do have control of my business account, my Google business account. And so I'm not sure what it's going to take to break away from them.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke with this Instinct Marketing Group in person for 90 minutes. I was hella tired, Paul. Yesterday was a 12-14-hour day. And they were very nice, and I explained to them, like, this is not, it's going to be a kind of a meeting where I can sign a contract with you right now. What I'm looking for specifically is a backup plan, right? Because I feel that I'm paying too much. I feel like I'm paying too much. And it's not that I'm not getting calls, Paul. I am getting a lot of calls. When we first started, went into negotiations with this, we were going to launch the platform like 2 months before November. They're like, hey, are you going to be able to handle a workload of $40,000 or $50,000 a month? I said, actually, no. Right now, no. But in a month, yes. And I went into detail with them about some of my bigger jobs, and I had a $40,000 invoice that was pending. Well, that invoice got paid, Paul, and now I have 3 service vehicles and 5 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So I did my part.
Right.
We're fully insured, workman's comp, liability. We do our payroll through ADP. I'm 100% across the board legitimate. I have a full-time secretary and 4 field employees.
Okay.
So the problem is that we just didn't, all the calls I'm getting, Paul, are service calls. About 80% of them are, hey, my plugs are not working, or hey, can you hang my holiday lights? Can you, you know, these calls carry a $250 first hour minimum. When I figured it out on a calculator, I have to be doing 7 or 8 service calls a day to get even close to that number. And so I told the lady, I'm like, you know, I'm going to be telling her today that what needs to change is that percentage, right? You're into my revenue for over 30%. I literally did not make a profit. If anything, it cost me 10 grand to be open in business this month.
Right.
Now, given the fact that I am a starter company, I just got my license in April. Some of this is to be expected. Since I got my license in April, we started off with Angie Home Advisor, who I did have to divorce. They just insist on sending me into my account for talking to people's voicemails over and over and over again. And they get my response time down under 10 minutes, and I still get their voicemails. They refuse to give me the lead credit for it, so they're out. That's how the Electric Marketing Group came into play. I did do 30,000 my first 90 days with Angie Home Advisor. But after the promotional credits ran out, the quality of the leads dropped like a stone.
Yeah,
and so,
that happens.
Right? And so since April, well, yeah, they're actually being sued. I already had the thought that I might not be the only person that's having this problem. I Googled it. They have a class action lawsuit against them for that. Now, I would never join that lawsuit. That's not my style. But I did read the first page of it. And all 5 things, the very first 5 things are the exact 5 things that I have a problem with. So they refuse to change their policy. And so what they're doing basically is they're sending that lead, like a panel change, is $106. They're sending that lead to 10 contractors.
Of course.
They make $1,000 to go for us to all go out there and bid against each other. And that's right. If you can get the people to return that many phone calls. And
yeah.
So I moved on from there. We did since April. If we project until the end of December, we're going to land somewhere around 210, 220,000 for my first 8 months. So it wasn't a horrible 8 months, but I'm running super low. Like I'm running so low right now that just letting the electric marketing group take the $1,500 tomorrow is going to hurt me. Right? It's going to hurt me. And so, you know, I have three vehicles.
Yeah.
I've got four employees and no revenue. And all the calls I'm getting are service calls. So I don't know 100% if you're going to be able to help me or not. I did like the conversations I had with
Doug.
Yes, sir. And now you guys and this Instinct Marketing Group and the one I'm using now are the only three that I've talked to. I, in the last 90 days, have gotten at least 12 calls.
I bet.
From different marketing.
I imagine.
You know, all offering the same thing, sir. So basically, Instinct Marketing Group did point out a huge disadvantage right now, which is that the current marketing company has control of my Google business account. So, right, and so that's kind of where we're at. So,
well, talk to them and see what's going on. I mean, it would make more sense for me to talk to you after you had a better understanding of what's going on with them. I mean, it seems like you're trying to stop using that service. They would need to release that Google page. I mean, we would not want to create a duplicate, and we would want to have access to that listing if they're the ones that set that up for you. But
they are.
You know, obviously you need to have that conversation first, and it seems like you're going to do that this morning. You know, about 10 o'clock is what Doug said. So why don't I check back in with you maybe 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock this afternoon and kind of go from there.
Let's do that. That sounds
okay.
Great.
All right.
Really
sounds good, Tom.
Thank you so
much
for the call.
Talk to you later. Absolutely. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.